Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track on the Performance Racing Network. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with the promoter of the Ohio Valley Motorsports Show, TJ Lane. Then we'll speak with one of the hottest legends racers in the country, Jacob Staton. And we'll have a conversation with the author of the Chili Bowl Media Guide, Len Haywood. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start at the Tulsa Shootout. Three Oklahoma racers, Dason Pursley, Frank Flood, Jonathan Beeson, all picking up drillers, as well as a pair of Pennsylvania youngsters, Cullen Hutchinson and Jax Whitmer. The Ice Bowl in Alabama at the Talladega Short Track, Michael Page, Sam Seawright, Miles Pike with wins, Bobby Tumbleston and Robert Stremeska winning at Dillon, South Carolina in the New Year's Bash. The Red Eye at Florida's New Smyrna Speedway took a day extra to run. Bubba Pollard and Jimmy Renfrew made it through Tech, got the wins. Wally Fowler won the North Carolina Harris Speedway Enduro. In Ohio, the Hangover Enduro at Brush Creek Motorsports Park to Jamie Harper. Austin Wilhelmy wins at Hilltop. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the Ohio Valley Motorsports Show promoter, TJ Lane. Hey, TJ, welcome back to the show. And before we even get started, got to say congratulations on your seventh sellout of Boost Faith in a row. How cool is that? And what's the secret sauce, man? You're doing it right. A lot of promoters got to be envying you, wanting to learn from you. What makes this such a big event, and how are you able to create it each year?
Well, I certainly appreciate that. And, you know, I think what's worked out great for it is, when I did it, I wanted to make sure it was something that was promoted heavily. I think we've done a really good job at getting the word out. And I've also tried to make it as affordable as possible. For the vendors, in 7 years, I've not raised prices a dollar on them. Our admission's only $7 to get into it, which is, you know, probably one of the cheapest shows around. And it's just worked great. It's a great time of year to do it. You know, we get it, you know, right real early into the winter. And it's been a great deal. Had a lot of the vendors have been there for all 7 years, and just really thankful and blessed that it's worked out so well.
Booths and booths, indoor and outdoor, Ashland, Kentucky, Saturday, January 17th, the Ohio Valley Motorsports Show at the Boyd Convention Center. And you heard promoter TJ Lane say it, $7 is all the public has to pay for their admission to go in and see so many different things. But, I had another thought about why you're so good at promoting the Ohio Valley Motorsports Show. The old saying, you want something done, give a busy person something. You run Ona Speedway, the great paved track there in West Virginia, and now you've got another track that you're running during the winter. Isn't it a little cold up there to be racing during the winter months in West Virginia?
Well, we finally found a way to do some indoor racing, and it's with the RC cars. And we just opened that up back in November. It had been years and years since somebody had an indoor RC track here in the area. And it's gone great. We were up to 83 cars our last race. So it's picked up great. We've got a lot of our owner drivers that are racing. A lot of the RC guys who race the off-road buggies in the summertime at some local tracks are doing it. So, yeah, it's been fun, and it's definitely kept the winter hopping for sure.
When I saw it, I looked up Milton RC Raceway. It's kind of right between Charleston, West Virginia, and Ona Speedway. So it's right there on, I believe it's 64 area. And if TJ's running it, it's certainly a place to go check out, especially during these winter months, like you said, to be able to race RC cars indoors or go watch Milton RC Raceway. But we're talking on the ProFabrication.com hotline. We'll make him switch his hat back again to the promoter of the Ohio Valley Motorsports Show coming up Saturday, January 17th, Boyd Convention Center, Ashland, Kentucky. Gates doors open at 8:30 in the morning. It'll run into the afternoon, and just $7 for folks to go out and check out. Who are they going to be able to see there? What vendors you got? Give us some big names.
Yeah, we've got lots of vendors. Our biggest setups will be from Ty Torrey Performance Parts. Of course, Ty, he's the owner of Nick Hoffman's late model on the World Outlaw Late Models Tour. He always has a big sheet metal sale. We have a Midwest Speed Expo there. They have a big booth there as well as Outsider Race Parts. We've got a lot of them. They bring trailers, a whole trailer full of stuff to sell. And it's good because, they'll have new stuff. They'll have used stuff as well. So just, it's one thing we take pride in with the show. There's definitely something for everybody there.
Something for everybody. Ohio Valley Motorsports Show, Saturday, January 17th, Boyd Convention Center, Ashland, Kentucky. And we're chatting with the promoter, TJ Lane, on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication.com hotline brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets, available at profabrication.com. So how about the building itself there, the Boyd Convention Center in Ashland, Kentucky, where the Ohio Valley Motorsports Show is going to be on Saturday the 17th? What's the place like? They got places for us to grab a bite to eat and such while we're there?
Yeah, it's a perfect location to have it. It's less than a mile off of Interstate 64. So that makes it good for easy access. I have a food truck that's coming there, and they have all kinds of stuff at the food truck. He's one of the food trucks that pretty much deep fries anything. So we'll have that set up. That'll be some great food for everybody. It's also close. If somebody wants to get something to eat, outside of the venue, there's a lot of great restaurants that are close to
Ashland, Kentucky, Saturday, January 17th, right around the corner. At Boyd Convention Center, the showplace there, the Ohio Valley Motorsports Show. And we're chatting with the promoter, TJ Lane, as he gets a pause between working at Ono Speedway and running that place, Milton RC Raceway in Milton, West Virginia, and, of course, this show. Where can folks find information to keep up with all the things that you do?
I use Facebook a lot. We have Facebook pages for all three businesses. For the Ohio Valley Motorsports Show, just type that in on Facebook. I also have a website at Ohio Valley Motorsportsshow.com.
Promoter TJ Lane, Ohio Valley Motorsports Show in Ashland, Kentucky, Saturday, January 17th. Go up and say hi to him. Check out his show and stop by Ona and Milton Raceway, and you get a chance to as well. TJ, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track. Fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and is so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name Z-Max for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a candidate turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs. Which way is it going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoff.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. You may have seen the Joe Ryan Osborne racing car in Victory Lane a bunch lately. Now we've got the driver, Jacob Staton. Hey, Jacob, welcome to the show. Carteret County, Dillon Motor Speedway. I know Joe Ryan and Billy and all that bunch puts together a great car. What has been the added difference that you've been making to make this thing that much faster to get into Victory Lane? What's making this hot streak so sizzly hot from inside the race car?
You know, I think, you know, Joe, Billy, and I, we all have a desire to go out and compete and, you know, obviously give our best every time we go to the racetrack. And, you know, before Carteret, we had a race out in Vegas for Asphalt Nationals, and it didn't really go the way that we wanted it to. That's always been a really important race to me and Joe. And, you know, I think, you know, after leaving there, we wanted to put a little bit more effort and, you know, obviously try to give that extra little bit to, you know, get back into Victory Lane. And so far it's been working.
Been working and working real good. Whatever happened in Vegas may have stayed in Vegas, but he's taken it out on everybody back east so far as he's been winning and winning. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Joe Ryan Osborne Racing's Jacob Staton. And the winds just keep piling up and doing all that. But the Roval starting to, you know, be the next race up. Winter heat at Charlotte Motor Speedway will be January 17th and 18th. Three rounds that weekend, followed the next weekend, the 24th and 25th, by another three rounds. This is going to be a really compact series within those couple of weeks. How do you train for a track like the Roval that no legend has really raced on to this point? What are you doing? Is there some iRacing form? Are you going back watching, you know, when Ryan Blaney and guys like that won the big cars out there? What do you do?
I think you do definitely have to lean on iRacing a lot, but that course that we are running is not on there. So you kind of have to break it up and do the infield portion kind of separate and then try to do the cup car side of it as a separate deal and try your best to put it together.
Jacob Staton, Joe Ryan Osborne Racing, the winningest Legends racer over the last 30 days or so, going into winter heat on the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway, the 17th and 18th, the 24th and 25th. It's going to be an amazing time out there. And we're chatting with Jacob on the ProFabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Well, the Roval's a big track, as you said. It takes you a couple of different iRacing screens to even, you know, try to test on it. How about physical, going back and forth, and the nature of the race different than the short courses that you probably ran before? Do you physically train different, lift weights, run, you know, stairs, do something?
I don't think so. I honestly, I think being on the Roval is going to give you a chance to, you know, kind of give yourself a break physically. You're going to get out on the big track and you're kind of just going to be holding the wheel straight for a little bit. So it'll kind of give you a break as opposed to running the infield course where, you know, you're making rights and lefts and, you know, it you know, doing that consistently does get a little, you know, physically demanding.
Wow. Well, I think if I was out there running at the speeds you guys are going to run on the Roval, my hands would be gripping that steering wheel to where I'd almost be bending it. But our guest, Jacob Staton, is a winning racer. He knows how to get it done and can't wait for winter heat on the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway. The 17th and 18th and 24th and 25th of this month ought to be amazing. Let's get to know a little bit about you, Jacob. How about, where did you get started, you know, in racing to begin with?
I started racing quarter midgets. I'd been around racing my whole life. And, you know, I started at a very young age and, you know, grew up racing in the Midwest and Michigan and Indiana and Ohio and, you know, trying to make a name for myself there. And, you know, and then, you know, after quarter midgets, I got into legend cars and, you know, quickly got hooked up with Joe Ryan, and, you know, he has been the anchor to my career. I mean, I would not be where I'm at in my career and being able to have the success that I have without him. You know, Candace Hornaday and Billy Workman have been very instrumental in that too. Those three are the reason why, you know, I'm here in North Carolina now and not still up in Michigan trying to find my way.
Trying to dig out at this point of the year, but he'll be digging on the Roval and trying to put that Joe Ryan Osborne Racing machine of Victory Lane at the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway, the 17th, 18th, 24th, and 25th. Jacob Staton, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Did you play any other sports? And what about you've been in racing all your life? Did dad, mom, somebody else in family race? A couple of questions there in a row. What's up?
So I did play basketball a little bit growing up. Nothing too serious, just, something to get me through the winter time when, there's not much racing going on. But ironically, nobody in my family came from racing. The most involvement that my family had was, my grandfather was kind of a recreational drag racer, and had interest in cars and all that stuff.
Which racer, on TV, I guess, interested you? Who was your racing hero that you had to have the poster or at least a picture or a number up on the wall from?
My favorite driver growing up was always Tony Stewart. I loved how he was, he could adapt to anything. He could get in anything and go fast.
Wow. Shelby Carter Township, Michigan's Jacob Staton, and our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. One good thing about Shelby Carter Township in Michigan that you remember that, a place or something like that you have to go back to someday?
I think just overall, you can find just about anything there. It's a pretty heavily populated area with a lot of different stores and places to go. So you almost have the world at your fingertips.
Where can we find out more about Jacob Staton on the internet? You got a website, you got a Facebook, social media. Where can we find you?
Yeah, I have a Facebook. It's just Jacob Staton Racing. And my Instagram is just my name, Jacob Staton _39.
Jacob Staton, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Thanks for taking the time to join us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
This isn't just race day. It's one big Texas-sized weekend. Big time action on the track. Big sounds from the stage. Big flavors that only Austin can deliver. And big memories with your crew. At Circuit of the Americas, NASCAR goes all out all weekend. Don't just watch the action. Get right in the middle of it. NASCAR at COTA, February 27th through March 1st. Get tickets at NASCARatCOTA.com.
This is PRN's David Stiles. Life is always moving, and so are you. So what you need is PRN's mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcasts while you're on the go. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Fast Talk, Garage Pass, and At the Track. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
We have NASCAR Hall of Famer Kurt Busch. What does a much older, wiser Kurt Busch want to tell Carson Hocevar?
Well, let's bust out all the VHS tapes and you can watch all my mistakes. Try not to do those, Carson. I like what he's doing. He's learning and he's putting his time in up front.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Midget fans, drivers, owners, engine builders, this week at the Chili Bowl, check out ProFabrication's new lightweight stainless steel TRD midget headers on Christopher Bell's race car. They're available at ProFabrication.com. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. And speaking of the Chili Bowl, joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the man in charge of compiling all the statistics into the Chili Bowl Midget Nationals media guide, Len Hayward. Hey, Len, welcome to the show. And, man, that's a lot of cool information. You've been doing this a while. How long has it been, and what got you here?
I started in the year 2000 working at the Chili Bowl. I went to my first Chili Bowl in 1999, started in 2000. And prior to the 2000 year, Lanny Edwards gave me a call and was asking if I could come help him out. And I said, sure. So that's where I'm at right now. I've been there for, I believe this is my 27th.
Len Hayward on the profabrication.com hotline, the Chili Bowl Midget Nationals media guide author. And man, there is so much information in there, but it's always those oddities, those unique things that people, you know, look to for when we talk about statistics and even people in a guide like this. Who are some of the names that we would recognize from their other sport, but that have competed through the years at the Chili Bowl that would be, oh, I didn't know.
You know, I think the one that's interesting, he's been competing there for 30 plus years now, is Sammy Swindell and the type of success he had there. You know, he was a legendary sprint car racer, but for some reason in that building, he was just phenomenal. He was the guy to beat for more than 20 years, and he's won multiple events. And, you know, he's the one, you know, he could drive anything. And the other one that that really was kind of the biggest upset in history was the year Tim McCready won in 2006, driving for a team based out of New Zealand. And to this day, I still call that the biggest upset in Chili Bowl history, because that's a guy that does not race open wheel cars on a regular basis. And I think at that time he was doing modifieds, and now he's doing late models. But even when he was always competitive at the Chili Bowl, he was always among the guys that were going to qualify for that A main on Saturday night.
Man, those are two legendary names in Chili Bowl history. And we're chatting about the Chili Bowl media guide with its author, Len Hayward. And he is on the profabrication.com hotline. Speaking of profabrication.com hotline, it is brought to you this week by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets, available at profabrication.com. So the Chili Bowl, you know, this year it's going to be 40 years, as I am reading right there in the media guide, right, coming up next week, the 12th through the 17th. Lots of racing action, starting with practice on Sunday, the 11th, all the way through the big daddy of them on January 17th. Year over year through those years, whether you were here or, you know, wrote about them early on, what's the year that really, for you at least, Len Hayward, encapsulates the Chili Bowl and the essence of the big-time event it is?
Well, it was 2002. It was the year that Tony Stewart, Kevin Doty, and Corey Kruseman had put on arguably the best race in the history of the Chili Bowl. For me, it was the best one I had ever seen since I'd started working there in 2000. And Tony won it. I think there were six lead changes through the course of the last 30 or so laps. You know, and Kevin Doty had tried so hard to win the Chili Bowl, and it was it was one of those times where everybody thought he might have it. But, you know, Tony was at the peak of his, I think Tony at that time was starting to be at the peak of his power, I guess, as a race car driver. And he just, you know, it was just phenomenal. It was lap by lap by lap. And the thing I remember distinctly about that is that the Expo hadn't done some renovations yet, and they were still using the old lights. So I remember it still had this orange tint through it, through the dust and all this stuff, you know. And I think it was the next year or a year or two after, the Expo Square replaced all the lights in the Expo Center. So, but that was that, to this day, that one is still the best main event I've ever seen while going to the Chili Bowl.
Well, if you're not going, you need to try to find a way to go. And if you can't make it, Flow Racing will have all the action all throughout the week. Flow Racing, available for a streaming service. They do such a great job, just coming off the Tulsa Shootout as well. We're talking about the Chili Bowl on the profabrication.com hotline with the media guide author, Len Hayward. And, you know, a lot of drivers have won. Who's the winningest driver that's in the building?
That's Sammy Swindell. If I count it up real quick, I think he's won 5 Chili Bowls.
His kid, you know, wasn't bad either when he was racing, was he?
No, and I'll tell you what, during those times in 2009 to about 2013, before Kevin got hurt, there was nobody better in that building than Kevin. And, you know, I watched Kevin, he had some trouble in his heat race, and he came through a C main one night. And, you know, he was just phenomenal in that building as well, like his dad.
Len, let me ask you, you mentioned a C main. That is always a big thing. The alphabet soup on Saturday of Chili Bowl Finals Day, that entire morning seems to be, as they say, alphabet soup and such. Who's gone the longest distance to be able to scratch and claw and actually make that main event?
Well, the one that was the most to make the main event was probably J.J. Yaley when he started. I can't remember the year exactly. It would take me too long to look it up, but he started in an F main and ended up in the A main. Mm. The one I remember distinctly was the year Sammy Swindell started his day on Saturday in an E main and drove to the second in the A main before his drive line finally said it had enough. you know, that was one of the, you know, Yaley's drive was great. And then a couple years ago, I don't remember the exact alphabet. I don't remember the exact letters, but Jason McDougal had a heck of a run where he had gotten to a D main, I believe, from starting in an I, an I or a J, and had worked his way through it. I literally believe had he not had some contact with another driver, he probably would have at least made a B that night.
Author,
he had found something that worked phenomenally that day. And I believe that was 2023.
Author of the Chili Bowl Midget Nationals Media Guide, Len Hayward on the profabrication.com hotline. Am I right? It's chilibowl.com, and they could find all the information from there, Len?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, you got to go and check out all the hard work our guest has done. It is complete. It is awesome, and it will have you ready to go for next week's Chili Bowl Nationals from Tulsa Expo Raceway. Going to be a great one. Len Hayward, thank you for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
This isn't just race day. It's one big Texas-sized weekend. Big time action on the track. Big sounds from the stage. Big flavors that only Austin can deliver. And big memories with your crew. At Circuit of the Americas, NASCAR goes all out, all weekend. Don't just watch the action, get right in the middle of it. NASCAR at COTA, February 27th through March 1st. Get tickets at NASCARatCOTA.com.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. It is Chili Bowl week upon us. Racing starts on Monday and runs all through next Saturday. Follow all of Grassroots Racing on PRN at the Track on our social media, X, Facebook, and Instagram, all powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.